Hey guys, welcome to Gayatri Luck India podcast. And now I want to tell you all about my schooling. No matter how many transfers I get, my dad gets, I joined in missionary schools only. I did my entire school in the missionary schools itself. And when I was in Vijayawada, my tuition teacher is Rosemary. I guess you can understand the religion just by the name. And she never treated me like a girl of different religion. She just treated me like her daughter itself. I consider her like my mother. She taught me so much. The basic principles, how to read, how to write. I learned everything from her itself. She never showed difference on anyone. There is no religion topic at all. Everybody is a kid, is a child and student for her. There is no concept of religion in her tuition. I never heard it. And that's even everywhere in the school also. We spend our time mostly in school itself and then tuition and then at home. How many hours? 1 hour, 2 hours we'll spend with our parents. So most of the time I used to spend in school itself, and every day they used to read Bible, and I know how to pray. Daily we do prayers. It is all, I guess you all know, Our Father in heaven, holy be your name, your kingdom come, you will be done, that prayer. See, I can even remember after these many years also. So we are all connected. So I never faced this religious problem in the school also. Means, of course, there is some difference. Like Catholics have a different question paper. We have moral science. Catholics have that catechism. That is the only difference. And maybe there is something in few people that is hidden. But there is no religious dispute. No so much difference and all. Even when I changed my school, I went to Khammam. I did my schooling next there, and the headmistress, after 3 years, he saw my mother and she asked it, since how is my child doing? How is Gayatri? And my mom is like, okay, you still remember Gayatri? And they called me our child, like I'm their product. Okay, my mom is really surprised, and I love my school and my teachers. Even my class teachers were so patient, because I used to sit right in the first bench and continuously put questions, and they were every time ready to help me in every way I want to grow. I don't even ask related questions. I really, when some classes comes like moral science, English, I am very so much passionate about those things. Physics and chemistry, not biology. I am scared of biology. I like biology teachers and I am pet student to biology teachers, but I am scared biology. I don't know why. I can't take biology. That's why I didn't take BPC. So they helped me in every possible way. They sent me to elocution competitions. I was able to discover that I like telling stories and reading stories only because of my school. And I was able to participate in the next, in AP, not all schools does this. They doesn't encourage co-curricular activities. All we have a trend for ranks and marks. But that's my school, my teachers, they identified my potential. I'm a good speaker, I'm a good writer, I can play debate, turncoat well. So they used to take permission and sent me to competitions. They used to send me to the competitions. I really love them. I really get angry when anyone blames the entire community. These people are converting all our people, all our Hindus. One thing, those people who are converting are not kids. They are adults. They have their own reasons why they are converting. Let me tell you two reasons I saw. First reason is cremation. I saw an old lady, she converted herself. I didn't know why, and later when she is dead, all the people from the church, they came, they did prayer for her in a very polite official way. They took her body and they did all cremation. But in our culture, I saw many old couples, many people who doesn't have sons are really, they are blackmailed by their relatives or nephews who are sons, like you don't have daughters, we should do cremation, give your property to us. Like this, they used to blackmail them. And I see many old parents who depend on son, they don't say a word again because it's the last days. If we die, he has to do the cremation. So let him do what he want. So they just give up on their children. They just adjust because if we die, he has to do cremation. That's the only reason I saw many people suffering with. And this reason is solved by converting. I don't mean to convert, but this is the reason I saw why old people get convert. And another thing I saw, it means they are not, so nobody is forcing them to come into our religion. They choose to escape from these things by converting. So they are not innocent. Nobody is provoking them. All I mean is, do not blame other religion that they are converting people. Those people who are converting, they know what they are doing and they are doing it for their own reasons. You should see that if I convert, that's my issue. I am doing it. No, do not blame the other religion just because you don't like them. Just because you don't like the food habits they have, if you blame them, what kind of a person are you? I don't understand. And second thing is emotional and social support. You know what, guys? I never faced this problem in any city except for my hometown. After coming here, I don't know how many people asked me, what is your religion? What is your caste? They asked my religion because I don't keep Bindi. Once if I say my name, you must be Hindus. What is your caste? What is your caste? I say, I don't like to say my caste. I say BC. BC means like, what? How can you dress well if you are a BC? Like, what kind of a question is that? A BC, ST, these people must not dress well? That's their opinion. I'm not blaming everyone. There are very much good people. At the same time, there are people who still are in these racist mindset. I don't mean to blame all. There are 10% people who are still racist. I mean to say them. Don't take me wrong. No offense. And when I'm so confident, if I tell any answer immediately, if I talk back, like, how can you be confident? A BC girl cannot be confident. How dare you talk against us? Us means, whoa, we are rulers. We belong to OC and you are nothing. Oh, yeah, I faced this so much. I don't know why they do like that. There is no untouchability, guys. If someone is talking to you, okay, there is no untouchability. But there is no full acceptance of the Sudras who are BC or STs at the same time. Don't tell that Gayatri used this word, ban her video, because I have right to speak. If I don't take the name, how will you understand that I have a problem? Don't try to suppress my voice, because I am telling against the people, 10% people who does it. If you come and suppress me, I will assume you belong to that 10% category. And yes, they were like that. Still, they are not able to digest that low caste people can be confident and dress well. I don't know why. They just want us to be like slaves. Okay, I just tried to be a loyal friend. And they are like, I saw people who be loyal. If you have three people in a bench, sitting in a bench, one next to each other, you take two are OC and one is BC. Or ST or something. BC, I'm BC, I know my friends, I know these problems. Like, I'll tell you. One is BC, they are like, okay, we both belong to one category. If the OC girl betrays you, cheats you, and this OC girl she's okay with it. It's intelligent. They call it intelligent. If the same thing is done by a BC girl or BC one, they say that you showed your character. These low caste people showed their character. That's how they call. That's how they call us, like, what? I did face it, but not to this level. I just faced it, but not to this level. I don't take conversation to this level. If I find them troubling, I'll just quit them. It's better to be alone than with a wrong person. That's my assume, because that's my feeling. If you don't like me, get off. I'll find someone who I like or who like me. That's me. But I saw people who stick around them. If you are loyal to them, you know, they don't respect your loyalty. It's your job. You belong to a slave category, BC category. It's your job to be loyal with us. If possible, you should sacrifice your life to protect us because we are rulers. That's the attitude they show. It's there in offices and colleges. And in offices, it's there so much. If you join a BC group, OC groups are different. Christians are different. Muslims are different. BCs will be in less in number. If you join that group, it is assumed that you are assisting OC. They don't. It's not like joining BC group for a support. You are joining as OC group, assistant group. So it is assumed that you are assistant to OC. They are not taking equally. I saw it. Means I'm not. There is no untouchability. At the same time, there is no full acceptance. And I'm not telling to 100%, there are only less number of people, but it is there. The difference still exists. That's the point I want to make. In this scenario, if you find a group of people who welcome you with a warm hug, offer you a glass of water, sit with you, eat with you, crack jokes with you, support you, would you not join that? Would you not convert? Definitely anyone would convert. They don't want to hang with people who talk down on them just because we worship same God. Who accepts talking down on us? And besides, they don't like to eat. There is a rule, you know, OC and these people. Now, even now, my brother's friend, my friends, we observe. They come to the gate, but they don't enter the house. They don't drink the water we give. There are people, they think that we are not noticing, but we can notice. Like these things, who likes to hang around people with those type just because of we worship same God? I definitely, if in these situations, I saw many people who convert. And that's good. People who convert, you should ask the reason why you are converting. You should blame the reason behind it, not the other religion who are offering them good respect and who are taking care of them. Stop blaming other religion just because of the food habits. You have your own, I have my own food habits. Just because you're vegan, don't expect me vegan. Just because I worship cow, I must not expect somewhere there also to worship cow. It's everybody has their own food habits. We should learn to respect each other in spite of not seeing this with tags. Sorry, I'm becoming emotional. And I should not be emotional. And some people blame that they are converting just because they are giving some drugs addiction. People are getting converted only by this. I'm not saying this is not happening. Yes, it happened and it was released on TVs also. Fraud people exist in every religion. It's there in everyone. There are so many Babas who died. There are many fathers and there are many people. These fraud people exist in every religion, every field. Showing those fraud people, one or two people or even major, showing them, you cannot blame the entire religion. You can't, just because one person is wrong, you can't blame entire people. Just because one South Indian is wrong, you can't blame full South Indian. Just because one North Indian is wrong, you can't blame full North Indian. We should see them as a person and not as a tagline. Do not tag unnecessarily. I was tired of this tag, so I tagged myself like Indian. Gayatri Luck India. That's what it came for. I kept India just because I'm tired of answering what is my religion. They're confused because I don't keep Bindi. They're confused that what is my religion. And sometimes my eyebrows are thick. I speak fluently in Hindi and no one understands it because it's grammar mistakes. So they assume that I'm a Muslim. But no, I'm a Hindu. But still, I worship and respect other gods also. Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening to it. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. If you see, listen to this, try to understand my plan and try not to delete it. Thanks.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.